I'll tell you, Andy. I've been manager at WKRP since 1955.
Yeah, I know.
And every time my mother comes by for one of these little quarterly reviews, she always leaves with a piece of me in her purse. I'd rather face a sumo wrestler.
Come on now.
Oh, listen, Andy, you just don't know. Nothing is ever the same after one of these meetings. Listen, before she leaves here, budget's going to get cut, somebody's going to get fired. One time she wanted me to fire all the disc jockeys.
You didn't go along with that, did you?
Hey, you think maybe it's a little too bright in here? Hey.
Let's be strong, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Carlson?
Yes.
When your mother arrives, do you want me to just send her right in?
No. No, just we'll let her cool her heels in the lobby there.
Okay.
I ought to set the tone for this meeting.
Why, Mrs. Carlson, how are you?
I'm fine, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Arthur is expecting me.
Yes, and he asked if you'd please have a seat, and he'll be with you momentarily.
Thank you, Jennifer.
My pleasure. Mr. Carlson, your mother is here.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Mama! How are you, dear?
Same, Arthur. Always the same.
You know Andy, don't you?
Hello, Mr. Travers.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Miss Carlson.
Say, Mom, how are your sinuses? I know this weather always...
4 months ago, when Mr. Travers joined us as program director, I agreed to let you change the format of this station to rock and roll.
Right, right.
Well, yeah. I'm here today for a full accounting of what's happened since then. I want to discuss your personnel and your progress.
Okay. How about a nice hot cup of tea?
Unfortunately, I do have other meetings to attend, and I can only give you 20 minutes.
No tea.
Now, I want you both to know that I've come here with an open, unprejudiced mind.
Well, we appreciate that, Miss Carlson.
And what the hell kind of nonsense is going on down here?
Where shall we start?
Let's start with the change in format. As I recall, the switch from beautiful music to rock and roll was a rather abrupt one.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny, fever, and I am burning up in here. We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it. I almost forgot, fellow babies. Booger!
Booger.
Well, you see, Johnny was fired in L.A. for saying that word on the air. We're just trying to make him feel at home.
Yes, he has not said it since.
Yeah, we're all very proud of that.
How did our old listeners react to the change in format?
Well, I'd say...
Enthusiastically.
Yeah, enthusiastically. Enthusiastically is a good description. And in fact, some of them even were nice enough to drop by the station.
Don't try to take me to a
experiencing some technical difficulties here in the studio. Please stay tuned. We'll be back as soon as we get it fixed, okay? All right, you two, up against the wall. I don't know what you want here, but I think you should know that I've killed a lot of old people in my time.
Well,
course, we dealt with them most diplomatically.
I'll bet you did.
May I interrupt?
Oh, you bet.
Mr. Carlson, I have to go to lunch now.
Oh, okay, fine.
Jennifer, who answers the phone when you're at lunch?
Usually I just leave it off the hook.
You think that's wise?
I don't know. It was Mr. Carlson's idea.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
Arthur, how much do you pay Jennifer a year?
Oh, Mom, I didn't plug a figure like that up.
$24,000 a year, Arthur.
Good God.
Arthur, tell us, just what does Jennifer do to warrant such a salary?
Nothing, I swear. Although you know, Mother, she is a big help to me. Jennifer does a thousand things.
You want me, Mr. Carlson?
Oh, yeah, come in, Jennifer. Have a seat.
No, thank you.
Well, all right. This particular point in time, I would like to dictate a press release.
I don't take dictation.
What? Oh, all right. I guess I can do this thing myself. It's probably going to be a long meeting, though, so why don't you get coffee for all the guys here?
I don't get coffee, Mr. Carlson. We agree. You have to draw the line somewhere. Will there be anything else I can do?
No, I ain't got about a dozen.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you. How does she get away with that?
Are you kidding?
Look, I'd be lost without Jennifer, Mom.
That's true, Miss Carlson.
Arthur, who else would you be lost without?
Les Nessman. Now, you wouldn't want to fire him, would you?
Would there be any reason to?
Oh, heck no. Les Nessman's a crackerjack news reporter.
Now, here's Les Nessman and the news.
Good morning. This is Les Nessman reporting. In the top story of the day, General Wallace Nassami, head of the emerging nation of Nubia, denied his new government was a dictatorship and promised free elections as soon as each citizen of the small country learned to play a musical instrument. Nassami said this was part of a new cultural program. Turning to sports... Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9-under-par score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to par this next competition.
Mom, Les is a very conscientious man.
Arthur, Les is very confusing. And speaking of confusing, what about that new nighttime man, Venus of Flypaper?
Trap, my trap.
It's the hour of darkness, children. This is Venus, in orbit high above the celestial city of Cincinnati. My sole purpose in life is to brighten, tighten, and enlighten your starlight hours. So get the funk out your minds and open up your souls to the cosmos. I bring you sweet vibrations. Applause in the sacred art of music. Be still, my children, and know that there is no understanding, only love and a nice set of wheels.
Miss Carlson, our new audience understands Venus. You know, he communicates with them, just like Johnny Fever does.
Ah, Fever. How's that old reprobate doing?
Well, he loves it here, Mother.
Oh, I'll bet he does. Must be the only station in America that has yet to fire him.
He's a good man, Mom.
He's a man, Arthur, as are all the rest of the employees here. Besides Jennifer, are there any other women working up here?
Oh, sure. Miss Bailey Quarters. She just recently graduated from journalism school.
That's right. And I intend to bring Miss Bailey along pretty quickly. Now, there is definitely executive timber if I've ever seen it, Mother. And I'll be handling this one personally. Yes.
I hate to interrupt, but, Andy, you've got to sign some invoices before lunch.
Ah, well, no problem.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Carlson.
Hi. Who is that?
It's, Bailey Quarters.
She must be doing something different to her hair.
And does Herb Tarlek, your remarkably incompetent sales manager, chase Bailey around as much as he chases Jennifer?
No, just Jennifer. I mean,
Frank is a married man, Miss Carlson, and I'm quite sure he likes Jennifer only, you know, for a friend.
He should pay as much attention to his job.
Well, he does. Actually, I think Herb's probably a pretty bright fella.
Oh, yeah, Mama. Herb's nobody's fool.
Herb. Our receptionist, the beautiful Jennifer Marlowe, is a result of the most cunningly successful sex change operation in the world.
Tell me, that Jennifer, that she's a...
guy. Or at least she used to be.
Get out of here.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
Now, what you're saying, I mean, you're telling me that she...
Get out of here.
All right. Wait a minute. I don't believe it.
You don't have to, man. All I'm saying is just don't tell anybody else. That's all I ask.
Why didn't you fire Herb years ago?
Miss Carlson, firing Herb wouldn't solve anything.
I know that, Mr. Travis. I think the problem is much higher up than that.
How high?
Hi, Arthur.
Behavior of its employees.
All right. Let's talk profits instead. How did our advertising clients react to the change in format?
They all left.
Yeah, but we got some new clients.
For instance?
Oh, for instance, the Mighty Mellow cigarette rolling paper account. Uh-huh. Then there was, what else?
Red Wigglers.
Red Wigglers.
What are Red Wigglers?
Well, Red Wigglers a big concern, but...
very big.
What do they sell?
Worms.
Wonderful.
I like their, the jingle.
Red Wigglers, the Cadillac of worms. We're
hooked. Hey, the concert. Have we made money on that rock concert?
Now, that is a fact.
What was the name of the orchestra?
Scum of the Earth.
Scum.
But that concert was a big success, Miss Carlson. We made money on that concert.
Really?
Oh, yes, ma'am, we sure did.
Yeah, and then the next week we had a very successful remote broadcast, too.
I don't think your mother wants to hear about that one.
Oh, no, tell me about it.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, it was from a stereo store, Miss Carlson, and I tell you, our broadcast just packed in those customers.
Right now, I'd like to try to describe some of the incredible action that's happening down here. A man we believe might be a customer has just come back from freshening up, and it looks as though he's leaving. No, hold it. He's pausing there. Maybe he's going to chat with Del Murdoch, personable owner of Del Stereo and Sound. Yes, he is. Maybe he's going to buy something here. And he's... No, he's pulled out a gun. Policemen who might be listening, and apparently we're being held up down here at Del Stereo and Sound. That's at 24675... 9.
And if Mr. Murdoch were still in business, he'd tell you what a good job we did for him.
What was the bottom line on that remote?
Well, we'd have to look that one up.
Okay, look it up.
Okay.
Oh, and yes, while you're at it, I'd like to review some of the bills we received on this year's Thanksgiving promotion.
Just, your normal operating expenses, buddy.
Oh, really? We had to replace 6 automobile windshields, 1 plate glass window for Tony's Pizzeria, and if I'm not mistaken, cover several medical bills.
You see, nothing major. Those people ran out of the hospital just like that.
What happened?
We gave away free turkeys.
What's so unusual about that?
Well, they were live turkeys.
Yeah.
What's so unusual about that?
the way we gave them away.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So, take it away, Les Nessman.
Now, the crowd is... The crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. From
sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. The third. So no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! I just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible.
Running around, pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. Folks, I don't know how much longer
the crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. You just tuned in. The Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
Arthur, you mean to tell me you thought turkeys could fly?
Well, they have wings, you know. But for some reason, they don't use them.
Mr. Travis, WKRP seems to be in more trouble today than it was before you got here. Am I right, Mr. Travis?
I suppose it looks that way.
No. No, you're not right, Mother. This turkey promotion idea, that was mine. Before he came here, we were just going through the motions around here. But now everybody cares. We feel like we're doing something.
What are you doing, Arthur? This station's a mess.
It is not either. Tell her, Andy.
No, you tell me.
Okay. I am the manager. I'm sorry that you think we're all so incompetent around here, but we're doing the best we can. And if that's not good enough for you, then you get somebody else to run your blinking station. What, you don't think I can get another job? Well, you just watch me, Mummy.
Where are you going?
I'm over 40. Where I go is none of your beeswax. And your 20 minutes, they're up.
Perfect.
Perfect. That man prepared for this meeting for a week. And you sat there and you mowed him down like he was 6 years old.
Mr. Travis, I'm a very smart woman. I own and operate a multitude of highly successful businesses.
Well, good for you.
But I am a rotten mother. Ever since Arthur was a child, I pushed and bullied him because I thought it would make him hard and strong. Well, I was wrong. It made him soft and weak.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe not. Do you know today was the first time Arthur ever walked out of a room without asking my permission? That's a very good sign.
Well, ma'am, you sure have a funny way of looking at things.
That's because I am hard and strong. Guess I lack Arthur's sweetness, for lack of a better word. Take good care of my boy, Mr. Travis.
Wait a minute. That's it? That's all?
That's all.
Well, what about the station?
Oh, that? Well, if the ratings aren't up by the next survey, you're all luncheon meat.
Thanks.
Just business, nothing personal. Goodbye, Mr. Travis. My 20 minutes, they're up.